Okay, focus on your breath. And be aware of the mind as well. You want to see what the mind is doing. And John Lee says that alertness is like a pulley. You can pull it in one direction, you pull the rope in the other direction. In other words, you focus on the breath, and then you focus on the mind watching the breath. Because that's where the trouble is. The problems of the breath can be worked out pretty quickly. The problems of the mind take more time. But those are the big problems in life. We suffer, and all too often we blame our suffering on things outside, what other people are doing, what the economy is doing, what the weather is doing. And the Buddha comes along with his Four Noble Truths and says, no, the cause of your suffering is something you're doing. It goes against the grain. We have this tendency, we want to blame somebody else. But as long as we go around blaming other people, we never get the problem solved. So you have to look inside. What are you doing right now? That's taking unnecessary suffering on top of yourself. And it's important that you see that the suffering is unnecessary. I told you the story about it. John Suat one day, just asking out of the blue, that mountain over there on the horizon, is it heavy? And John asked a question like that, you know, it's a trick question. So nobody answered. So he provided the answer. He said, it's heavy only if you try to pick it up. If you don't pick it up, it's heavy in and of itself. But it's not heavy on you. That's what matters. It's because you pick it up and you hold it. That's why it seems so heavy. So the affairs of the world, what other people are doing, that's the mountain. If you pick it up, carry it around all the time, you're the one that's weighing yourself down. And who's telling you to carry it around? You're the one who's voluntarily carrying it. You may feel that you have to carry it, but why? What purpose is served? Just put the mountain down. The heaviness of the mountain, the weight of the mountain. That's the suffering and the three characteristics, or the three perceptions. The suffering that comes from carrying around, that's the suffering that comes from your craving. That's the unnecessary part. So watch yourself very carefully. This is one of the reasons why we stick with the breath. Because the breath is so close to the mind. You can watch both at the same time. You begin to see the results of focusing too much on the outside and not enough on the inside. If each of us were to take care of our own suffering, the kind of suffering that we're causing, the world will be a much more peaceful place. You can't wait for other people to do that. You start with yourself. Take the weight off, put the weight down. And then you're free to do what your real work is, to understand your mind deeper and deeper. There's something inside the mind that is deathless. But you won't find it if you keep focusing outside. You have to look inside, because that's where the opening to the deathless is.